Hi, it's Alyssa Sequoia here. Welcome, and thank you so much for joining me. I've named this the Let It Flow Show. I'll be sharing stories, experiences, thoughts, and ideas, and just whatever flows through in the moment. So please sit back, relax, and enjoy. And now it's time for the Let It Flow Show. You hear that? That is a sound that I have introduced into my life. It's my new singing bowl. I love it very, very much. As I speak with you now, I am headed to get some water because water, super important. Stay hydrated. Setting goals, 8 to 10 glasses of water every single day. A goal. Goals. There's no end time to my goal. There's no finish. There's no I did it. No, it's for the rest of my life goal. I have that for the rest of my life goals. Like breathing. Mindfully paying attention to it every day, especially when I get caught up in all that mental chatter in the monkey mind, as the Buddhists call it. So yeah, goals. Staying present. Don't get dragged into the undertow of the mind, of regrets, of the past. It's powerful shit, man, the undertow. You ever fight an undertow? You can't. You can't fucking fight an undertow. I haven't been to the ocean in a long time. And you know what? I don't think I'm an ocean person. I have to come to peace with that. It's okay not to be an ocean person. I don't know why I have a hard time accepting that. Truth about myself. I love the ocean. I'm mad respect. I'm humbled by the ocean. Been to the ocean many times. Beautiful. But I don't think I taste good to the ocean. The ocean has like sucked me in, spun me around, chewed me up, and spit me out many fucking times. And it's like, okay, cool. Got it. You know, I mean, yeah. Yeah, been through the spin cycle of the ocean. And, you know, bays are cool, right? When you just, like, don't have the big waves. Can't handle the big waves. Man, that is too mucho para mí. Okay? New. That's not how I like to get down. That's not how I partay. I'm a creature. I'm a land animal. Mammal. I do like my lakes and ponds, though. A lot. I like them a lot. But even there, it's a little, you know, every time I enter one, I'm like, woof, little, you know, tinge of fear from the tip of my head to the tip of my toes. Like, little voice going, snapping turtles, fish that bite, that think your toes are worms. Because, yeah, seen and been around some big motherfucking snapping turtles, prehistoric motherfuckers. They love them ponds and lakes. And the fish, yep, fish, they love toes. Love your skin, your toes. So, look,
you go in to other beings' home. The ponds, the lakes, the oceans, that's other beings' home. Literally, you're going into other beings' house, right? So, damn, I mean, be aware of that and be a good guest. Don't load on some fake-ass chemically sunscreen, putting chemicals in their air. That water is their air. That's what they fucking breathe. Our air is water vapor. That's what we fucking breathe. I think that's so cool. You know, like we're made of water. We breathe water. And we're essentially swimming through life. It's one of the things that are most painful to me, that we pollute water. Because what are we really doing but harming ourselves? And of course, the rest of the beings on the planet. Because human beings are so self-absorbed, believing they're of the most importance. Ha! The ego, the mind. So things have been interesting. I've not been in contact with my family for a while, many months at this point. And I just have continued to be dedicated to my meditation practice. And the combination of the two is very good. And it's weird. Because it's like I feel happy and peaceful. And it's fucked up because I have a gig coming up and I'm headlining doing stand-up. And now I'm like, well, how am I supposed to do stand-up as a happy, peaceful person? Right? Like, what's so funny about being happy and peaceful? What's so funny about that? Well, I don't know. I can just, you know, look at the challenges I do have and exploit those. And the shit is real, you know, it's real. But it's what I have to do right now. And but the funny thing is, even in my challenges, I'm grateful that they are just the challenges that they are for me. To some, they might seem humongous. To others, they might seem minuscule. I've been around the block with challenges. And people will look at me and judge me. They always have and they always will. Because I am a cute, short, white woman from Westchester County, New York. People are always going to judge me. No idea that I left home at 15, was kicked out when I was 13, had to find places to sleep, had to figure out how to survive. Right? How to deal with Crohn's disease, how to deal with doctors and medications, how to deal with, I got the version with all the fucking bells and whistles, man. Crazy skin stuff, man. Ulcerations over my whole body. Got scars. And I am okay. I am more than okay. I am here. I have been through it. And what's more powerful than being here now, having gotten through things? Because you have the knowledge that you can get through it, that you have the past to prove it. You got the history to prove that's true. Mind-body connection too, though. Can't discount that. I've experienced major health challenges when I was not in the right state of mind, when I was living in a stressful state of mind. And I've experienced healing in a peaceful state of mind while through, you know, my meditation practice, helping to bring me there. Love teaching. I started teaching meditation. I absolutely love it. Makes a lot of sense for me to be doing it. It's spring, but I don't know. It seems like Sprummer. We're in May, and it's going to be 90 degrees in like a couple days. May, here in New York. That's a new one. Is it, though? It's kind of been going on for a couple years. Been reaching out to managers. It's funny because I drew this painting and it's beings connecting on a deep, energetic, soul-to-soul level. And I did the painting a long time ago and it was like in a pile collecting dust about to go in the garbage. And I just found it and I thought, just celebrate this. Just for the fuck of it, put it in a beautiful frame and put it up on your display altar. So I did. And it's so interesting because as soon as I did that, I started noticing these soul connections that I've been making with people, like these deep connections, enjoying people on such a deep level. Having great time with them, meeting them while we're in each other's presence. Just, it's noticeable. It's actually fucking noticeable. So amazing. Power of art and the subconscious and what you can call into your energy field. I've also been thinking about the energy of everything, even money. You know, because when I teach my meditation class, sometimes I say, just donation only, you know, pay me what you think. And people, there's energy in the money that they give me of gratitude for what we just experienced together. And then when I take that money and I use it to buy whatever, what energy am I putting on that money that's going to go into the next person's hands? What energy does that have on it? And how are they going to think and feel about the money when they choose to spend it? Will they be stressed out saying, this is too expensive, I don't want to be buying this? Or will they be not even have any thought about it whatsoever in their mind and just be not present and not mindful with it, you know? In a sense, money's energy. How we handle it, how we feel about it when we use it or receive it. I want to go away and explore another place. But I love to keep my ass local. Do not like to fly. So there's a couple towns around that I haven't ever checked out. Sometimes I think there's even more to uncover in my own town. And there is. There totally is. I think about the things that are not with me anymore in my life and how I can choose to react to that. I used to be very upset. I used to get upset about things I've given away or lost. But the truth is, they reside in me. And you can't keep everything. Otherwise, you're a fucking hoarder, right? Like, I'm a virtual hoarder, not gonna lie. I got like 10 shopping carts open at 10 different websites filled with stuff. Once in a while, I'll visit them and check in on my stuff in my shopping cart, see how it's doing. And sometimes they had sold out of something I put in the cart, and I'm like, but that was mine. I was gonna get that. I was gonna get, convince myself I was gonna get that. I mean, I so believe that. There's so much more. There's so much spirit around us. And I have had firsthand experience with it. And I don't know why, but I have had experiences with spirit. As a young person, was touched by spirit when I was crying once alone. Spirit put their hand in my hair, and I turned around as fast as I could to see who was there, because I knew I was in an empty room and no one was there. And I was so terrified out of my mind. Had visitations of friends who've taken their lives and come back and visited me after I asked about them. It's funny, lately I've been saying this prayer. It's a Buddhist prayer. And first you say it to yourself, may I be happy, may I be healthy, may I be safe, may I live with ease. And then after you say it for yourself, you can say it to somebody you love. And then after you say it to somebody you love, you say it to somebody who's causing you discomfort, making you feel different types of emotions, anger, annoyance, sadness. And you say, may you be happy, may you be healthy, may you be safe, may you live with ease. And it's very healing. It's very healing to send loving energy and let go and make peace. And the other night I was thinking about my mom's cousin, Ginny. And Ginny was a blue baby, meaning she was born with a hole in her heart. And she didn't have Downs, but close to it. I guess the lack of oxygen to her brain when she was born caused her to be different and slow. Slower. And my mom just loved her and gave her more love and attention than she ever gave me in my life. I mean, was abusive and awful to me and was loving to Ginny. And I remember thinking the other night about that. And Ginny died a few years ago. And I thought to myself, well, she can probably hear me thinking about this. She's probably right there and aware that I'm feeling that my mom gave her more care and attention than she did me, and that I was feeling upset about that. And then I thought, well, Ginny's probably listening to me, so let me send her that prayer. And so I said the prayer. Ginny, may you be happy. May you be healthy. May you be safe. May you live with ease. And I did that before I went to bed. And then I had this dream that Ginny sent me a message. And it was this writing on a wall. And it was this one long sentence. There was no separation between any of the letters. There was no commas, no spaces, no nothing. And it just said something to the effect of, I got your message and I'm doing so well. I'm working in my garden. Sending you love, Ginny. Spirit is present at all times. Beyond what the eye can see. And as we begin to recognize that, even with what the eye can see in the plant world, in the animal world, in the clouds, in the sky, in the dirt, in the earth, in the insect world, all spirit, the rocks, the water, there's spirit beyond that which we can see. And keep a clean heart. Keep a clean mind. Keep breathing. That's a wrap for the Let It Flow show. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you enjoyed it. I'm Alyssa Sequoia, and until next time, take care. For more information about where to find me, go to alyssa360.com. That's ALYSSA360.com. Much love and peace.